Lunch engagement, 8th August, London.
The Vishnu Puran, there is a statement that a person who is executing properly the rules and regulation of Varna and Ashram, according to Vedic system, there are four varnas. Yes, you can close. For social order and for spiritual order. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. This is social order. And Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sanya. Spiritual order. Ashram. Brahmacharya ashram. Ashram means cultivation of spiritual life in a suitable position. One may remain a brahmachari or he become a grihastha, householder, living with wife, children, family. Then vanaprastha, then sannyas. So all these processes are meant for pleasing Vishnu, Lord Vishnu.
Varnasamacharavata, by executing this varnasam system, one can please the Supreme Personality of Vishnu. And nanna tattusu karanam is very much pleased, one who executes all. And by pleasing Vishnu, one can immediately become liberated. There are different processes of liberation. Severe austerity, penances, practice of yoga, and many other processes. But if we can please Lord Vishnu, then liberation can be immediately attained, even in this life. This is the Shastric injunction. Unfortunately, people do not know what is Vishnu. There is no education. Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu has got many forms. Vipachi revahi dasantaram abhupetya dipayate. Vishnu taya vibhati. Vishnu has many forms. Some of the forms are personal forms and some of the forms are separated forms. So far the living entities are concerned, they are separated forms of Vishnu. Vibhinnas. In the Varaha Purana you will find the Eka Bahushyam. Vishnu, Lord Vishnu has become many. out of those many, those who are personal expansions, they are Vishnu Tattva. And those who are separated expansion, they are Jiva Tattva. So, jivas, living entities, they are part and parcel of Vishnu. Krishna says, Krishna and Vishnu are the same. Krishna is the original Vishnu. Ramadi muktisu kala niyamena tishthan nana avatar makarat bhuvanesu kintu Krishna sayang samabhavat paramapumar. Krishna is the original Vishnu. So, we have to satisfy Vishnu. That is the mission of life. The human form of life is a chance, while going round the 8,400,000 species of life, this human form of life, by evolution we get the devil of consciousness for understanding Vishnu. Nate vibhu shakshulatini Vishnu. Unfortunately, there is no educational system and they do not know, people do not know that their real interest of life is to approach Vishnu. Nati vidu sattvatim hi Vishnu. They do not know. Durasayadi bahirathamanina. Persons, they are trying to be happy by this material civilization. Bahirath. Those who are trying to get some profit out of material activity, they are called bahiratha manina. They do not know that self-interest is Vishnu. They think my self-interest is to have some money or a nice building, a nice family, friends, like that. But this is called moha, illusion. Janasya moho ayam ahamameti. So, nati vidu sarthapatim hi Vishnu durasayadi bahirathamani. They are enamored by the external energy. This material world is manifestation of external energy of Krishna, Vishnu. Whatever we are seeing in this material world, or whatever we are hearing about spiritual world, they are all manifestation of different energies of Vishnu. Parasya brahmana shakti. Just like the sun is manifested by light and heat, or the fire is manifested by light and heat. Similarly, Lord Vishnu is manifested by his different energies, of which three are principles. external energy and spiritual energy and marginal energy. This material manifestation is the action of the external energy. And spiritual world is manifestation of internal energy. And we, the living entities, we are manifestation of marginal energy. Marginal because we are between the spiritual world and material world. If we like, we can live in the spiritual world, and if we like, we can remain in the material world. We have got little independence to make our choice. So, those who have chosen to live in this material world, they are called conditioned soul. Conditioned soul means they are living under many conditions of this material nature. And all these conditions are not very happy, they are all miserable. Actually, miserable conditions. In Sanskrit, it is called Tritap Jantram, threefold misery. So, the living entities, because they are part and parcel of Vishnu, so originally they are spiritual sparks, but somehow or other they have fallen down in this material world. Just like a spark from the fire falls down on the ground, and the brilliant appearance of the spark becomes extinguished. As soon as a spark falls down from the fire, it becomes extinguished. And if it falls on water, it becomes too much extinguished, very moistened, very little chance of blazing. But if it falls down on dry grass, then that spark immediately creates some fire. And if the spark falls down simply on ground, it is via media, between falling down on the water and dry grass. So the spirit soul, when he comes down to this material world from Vishnu fire, then it contacts three kinds of material modes of nature. Satogun, Rajagun, Tamogun. Those who are in Satogun, they have got the Brahminical qualification. Satta, Sama, Dhamma, Suchi, Titikha, Arjava, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Mastikam, Brahma, Karma, Svabhava. And those who are in contact with the modes of passion, they are called Kshatriyas. And those who are mixed up with passion and ignorance, they are called Vaishyas. And those who are in completely darkness, they are called Shudras. And less than Shudra, they are called Panchamas or Chandalas. Therefore, human civilization should be conducted how to bring people on the standard of modes of goodness or on the Brahminical platform. That should be the aim of human civilization. Because as soon as one comes to the Brahminical platform, then everything becomes manifest, prakash. Just like in sunshine, you can see the whole city of London very nicely. In darkness, you cannot see the same London city. Similarly, the whole cosmic manifestation and Lord Vishnu, we cannot see unless we come to the platform of goodness, Satogun. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is going on to bring a certain percentage of the human society to the platform of most of goodness. In another place, it is stated that the Brahmins are those who are in the most of goodness. When we speak of Brahmana, it does not mean that a person born in Brahman family. We don't mean that. Brahmana means by qualification. Chatur Varnang Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Bhava. Lord Krishna says that the four divisions of social order is made by me. How? Guna karma vibhagata, by division of quality and worth. Not that because one is born in a Brahmin family, as it is going on in India. No. In the Shastra there is no such thing. Janma karma vibhagata. No. Guna karma. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna personally says, guna karma vibhava. One must have the Brahminical qualification, truthful, clean, satpa-saucha, sama, controlling the mind, dama, controlling the senses, satpa, saucha, sama, dama, titiksha, tolerance, arjava, simplicity, jnanam, full knowledge, vijnanam, practical application in life, jnanam, astikyam, and full faith in Vedas. That is called astikyam. This is Brahma Karma Svabhava. So, the highest perfection of human life is to attain the Brahminical qualification. Then everything will be clearly understood. What is God? What I am? What is my relationship with God? What is this world? So many questions. But they are not interested. At the present moment, people are not interested in these things. They are interested in animal propensities. How to eat nicely, how to sleep nicely, how to defend nicely. Aharanidra, bhaya, and how to have sex life nicely. But this is not the occupation of the human life. This is animal life. Simply to be busy with these four principles of life, ahara, nidra, bhaya, bhaya, form, that is animal propensity. A man has to go beyond that. Of course, so long we have got this body, the animal propensities will remain there, because the human being is defined in logic. A man is rational. I think this is not the proper definition. Rationality there is in animal law. The Shastric definition, dharma, dharmena hina pasuvi samana. Therefore, in every human society, there is a certain type of religion, faith. And the purpose of religion is to understand Vishnu, Krishna, the Supreme Lord. So actually, at the present moment, not at the present moment, this is in nature. People forget their relationship with Vishnu or Krishna, and they therefore drag on this material existence. Dragging on material existence means repeatedly take birth and death, and in different species of life. Not that after death there is any guarantee that we shall get human form of life. There is no guarantee. Any form, there are 8,400,000 species of life, forms. We can get any form according to our work. Now suppose this is the truth, and if this life I waste and next life I become a tree standing up for 7,000 years, 10,000 years in one place, is that very good proposal? But people have taken this to this life, they do not know how, by nature's way, we are changing our body according to our karma. And there are so many different types of bodies. We can get any one of them. We can become God, we can become dog, according to our karma. Janti deva vrata devan pitrin janti pitri vrataha. भूतानि जानति भूतान भूतेज्य मज्जादिनोपि जानति माम. These are the statements in the Bhagavad Gita. That if you can prepare your next life, you can promote yourself to the platform of the demigods like sun, moon, Brahma and others, Indra, Chandra. There are many. Their duration of life is, you cannot calculate even their one day's duration. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra yuga paryantam arahat yad brahmano vidhu. These things are there. So you can elevate yourself to the platform of becoming demigods. Janti deva vrata devan. Pitri janti pitri vrataha. You can elevate yourself to the pitri lokas. Or you can remain here in this planet. There are similar other planets also. Bhuloka. This is called Bhuloka. Then above this there is Bhuvarloka, and above that there is Saraloka. Then above that there is Janaloka, above that there is Sattaloka, above that there is Brahmaloka. Seven upwards, seven downwards. So these informations are there in the Shastras, in the Vedas. Unfortunately, we are not interested in the Shastric injunctions. We are simply interested how to eat nicely, how to sleep nicely, how to defend nicely, and how to have sex life nicely. This is going on. So this is very dangerous civilization. The example is just like a blind man is leading several other blind men. So what will be the result? All of them will fall down in the ditch. Andha jatha andhai rupani yamana stipi satantra urudani badhya. So many leaders are coming, they're misguiding people, and they're going away in due course of time, being completely under the stringent laws of material nature. Ishatantra urudamni badhya. Ishatantra, by the rope made by Isha, the Supreme Lord, urudamni, very tightly knot. So these things we do not know, although these informations are there in the Shastras, in the Vedic literature. But we are not interested. So it is not very good civilization. It is misleading civilization. Therefore there is need of this movement, Krishna consciousness. There is need in order to give right enlightenment to the people. Because they do not know. Nate vidu. Nate vidu sarthagatim hi vishnu. Durasaya. They are hoping something wonderful, which is impossible. What is that wonderful hope? They are trying to be happy within this material world. That's all. They do not know anything more. After that, what is there, they do not care to know it. This is not very good civilization. Therefore, we have taken this task under superior order to enlighten people in Krishna consciousness. The method is also very simple. Unfortunately, that people are not at all interested. They are so much under the clutches of external energy. Durasaya ji bahiratthamanima. So, the progress is very slow. But our duty is to go door to door and inform them that you be Krishna conscious. Try to understand the value of your life. That is our duty under the order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Lord Chaitanya says that you become a spiritual master under my order. And what is the business? Now, whomever you meet, you just try to inform me about Krishna. Krishna upadesh. It is not very difficult. So, to become a spiritual master, not bogus, but genuine, is also not very difficult. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, under my order, the order is there. And the business is also there. What is the business? Simply speak about Krishna. Simply inform about Krishna, whomever you meet. So we can speak about Krishna because there is Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is speaking about himself. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajanti imang buddha bhava samannita. I am the origin of everything. Vedanta says that absolute truth is the origin of everything. Janmardasya jataha. That is absolute truth. Where from everything is coming down. There must be something origin. You are born of your father is born of his father, gone. So when you find the original father, then he is God. So there must be some original father. Otherwise, as there is no possibility of your appearance without father, similarly, there is no possibility of appearance of your father, his father, then there must be. And the Vedanta Sutra clearly says, Janmardasya jataha, the first person from whom everything is emanating. So how can you deny God? Is that very reasonable proposal? You may not know God, but there is God that you have to accept, the original person. So if you go on researching who is that person, you can do that. That is called ascending process. Aroho pantha. By, just like modern science, they want to search out the absolute truth, the empiric philosophers. But there is another method. This is called inductive. And there is another method, deductive. Avaroho pantha. The message coming from higher level. Just like we understand from in our childhood, from father, parents, from teachers. So this is one knowledge, one process of knowledge. Another process, you search out. But so far, God is concerned, or anything is concerned, inductive process, aroho pantha, is not perfect. The best process is to know from the authority. So, you can know about Krishna from Krishna himself, the best authority. Why should you make research what is called Krishna? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita about himself. So take it. Then you can understand Krishna. And then your human life, your interest for human life will be fulfilled. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Simply try to understand Krishna. Then your life will be fulfilled. Otherwise, it will be failure. Thank you very much.
How can we get to observe and what are the benefits and what way can we control the anger of mind and senses?
Vedic Shastra it is recommended that Sahishnuta, tolerance, and Karuna, mercifulness, and Maitra, friendship, and Samata, equality. There are different kinds of men in the society. Some of them are envious. Just like you are preaching Krishna consciousness, some of them are envious. For such persons we shall be tolerant. Then Karuna, mercifulness. Those who are actually innocent, do not know very much about Krishna consciousness, we shall try to convince him about Krishna consciousness. That is mercifulness. And those who are already in Krishna consciousness, we shall keep friendship with them, maitra. And to the general public or living entities, we shall treat them equally. Because a devotee should know or knows that every living entity is the part and parcel of God. But he is, by his karma, in a different form of body. Pandita Samadarshina. Therefore, those who are in knowledge of the condition of the living entities in this material world, they do not hate them, try to elevate them. There are four principles we should follow. Tolerance, mercifulness, friendship, and equal treatment. Then we'll make advance and Vishnu will be satisfied. If you practice these four principles, immediately you satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead and you become liberated. Simply you have to practice this. That's all.
It's a true principle of human life to make success in this world.
To become Krishna conscious. That I explained in the beginning. They do not know the real self-interest. Nati vidu sartha gati in Vishnu. These people, ordinarily, they do not know that their target is Vishnu. They have taken something else as target of life. That is called durasaya. So, success of life means to understand Vishnu or Krishna. That is success. Anything else, all failure. Therefore, they are preaching of success, to make them successful in the human form of life. All others simply, samayevahi kevalam, simply waste of time and labor. Without understanding Krishna anything, dharma shanushtita pungsa vishyakshina kathasuja nutpada edrating jadis samayevahi kevalam. You can execute a particular type of dharma, but if you do not develop your Krishna consciousness by executing such dharma, then samayeva hi kevalam. Simply waste of time. Life is wasted, finished. Therefore, we are giving the best contribution and the most efficient welfare activities, the Krishna consciousness movement, try to understand.
Could you explain karma philosophy?
Karma philosophy, if you touch fire, your hand will be burned. If you eat poison, you will die. What is the difficulty to understand? That is karma.
No, according to Lord Krishna in Gita.
Yes, karma, this, as you work, so you get the result. That is karma. Karma, vikarma, akarma. These are explained in Bhagavad Gita. Karma means, therefore Shastra gives you guidance that you act in this way. Jashastra vidhimusrijya vartate kamakaras. If you don't take the direction of the Shastras and if you go on working according to your whims, no siddhiṃ sabhāpati, you will never get success. No sukham, neither happiness. Na siddhiṃ sabhāpati, na sukham, na parāṅgati. And what to speak of going back to God? This karma means, just like a good citizen, means he is acting according to the law of the state. And a bad citizen, criminal, who is violating the law. Similarly, karma means, real karma means, that I began my lecture, the varnasamacharvata purusena parapuma. For regulating the karma, these four divisions of this. You are Brahmin, your karma is like this. You are Kshatriya, your karma is like this. You are Vaishya, your karma is like this. You are Shudra, your karma is like this. You are Brahmachari, your karma is like this. So this is very scientifically divided. You can put yourself in any division. And if you execute it perfectly, sakarmana atama bharcha, and if you by your karma you worship Vishnu, then you are successful. In another place, it is stated that atapungvi dijasreshta varnasama vibhagasa. The karma is divided according to varna, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha. So varnasama vibhagasa. Atapungvidijasreshta varnasama vibhagasa. Sanusthitasya dharmasya. Everyone, either Brahmachari or Grihastha or Brahmin or Shudra, sanusthitasya, falling the regulative principles in each and every status of life. Sanusthitasya dharmasya saṃsiddhi, perfection. How? Paritoshanam. Whether by your karma you have satisfied Krishna. Never mind, you are Shudra, or a Vaishya, or a Brahmin, or a Brahmachari, it doesn't matter. Everyone can do. Everyone by his karma can satisfy the Supreme. So the test is, you may be engaged in any karma, it doesn't matter. But the success of that karma is tested whether by such karma Krishna, saṃsiddhi haritoshana, you are satisfied Hari. The Supreme Personality, you know, that's all. Just like in an office, you may be engaged in any type of work, but by your work, if you satisfy the head boss, then you are successful. It doesn't matter whether you're a peon or a clerk or a salesman, it doesn't matter. The only point is whether by your karma you have satisfied the boss. That is it. So you can be engaged in any karma, it doesn't matter. Just like Arjuna. Arjuna was a military man. So he satisfied Krishna by his military work. Therefore he succeeded. That is the test. There are so many divisions of karmas or dharmas. Karma and dharma the same thing. Dharma means prescribed duty. And duty means working. That is karma. So you can be situated in any position of different grades of karma. But if you are able to satisfy by your karma the Supreme, then you are successful. Otherwise, you are bound up. Jagyate karma, anatra karma bandhana. You will be entangled. You'll never be liberated. You'll be entangled, simply entangled. If you do not try to work to satisfy Yajna or Vishnu, then it will be karma bandhana.
Is that clear?
जितना दिन बोलिए
आपका दर्शन दूसरी व्यक्ति में हो सकता
है
आपका दर्शन दूसरी व्यक्ति में
दूसरी
सेकंड विद नेक्स्ट विल यू बी एबल टू सी योर नेक्स्ट सेकंड विद
यस वी आर शॉर्ट
सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तविंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय यमुना माई की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय श्यामीत भक्तविंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरी टू द एसमल डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरी टू द एसमल डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरी टू द एसमल डिवोटी थैंक यू वेरी मच.